Rebbe said good evening. I'm sorry that I'm a little bit late. So I want to do with you two things tonight. The truth is, we have to get back. Our normal limud is going to be from the Sefer Likutei Moharan, which is, you know, as I spoke about, Rabbi Nachman didn't write anything, but his Talmud, Rabbi Nosson, wrote down his Rebbe's Torah, Rabbi Nachman's Torah. So we're going to go through that. We started that when we first started this year. We did Memra Aleph. Then it was Elul. We did a whole bunch of Elul, Yamim Noraim stuff, but we're going to go back to that Sefer. But it happens to be, there's another Sefer, it's called Nachalei Dvash. So this Sefer is a collection of the Divrei Torah of Rabbi Nachman. So somebody went ahead and went through the Likutei Moharan and pulled out all the different Divrei Torah from the different parshios and arranged them as a parsha sefer. So we're not normally going to learn from this sefer. We're going to learn from the Likutei Moharan because we want to learn the Torah, the Hashkafas of Rabbi Nachman. But it just happened to be tonight, as I was looking through some things, I saw this and I wanted to share with you. And then as Hashkafa would have it, I saw a beautiful idea from the Baal Shem Tov that I want to share with you also. So let's begin by taking a look at this piece from Rabbi Nachman. So it says, Rabbi Eilu Toldos Noach. So remember again, the interesting part, the way the parsha begins is Eile toldos Noach, ish tzadik tamim hayah b'dorosav, esa elokim his halich Noach. Literally translated, these are the generations of Noach. Noach was a righteous man in his... I parked in the driveway, am I blocking it? So Noach was a righteous man in his generation. He walked with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the obvious question on the Pasuk? Oh, so remember, if you're going to start the Pasuk, Eile Toldos Noach, these are the generations of Noach, so what would you expect would immediately follow?
What they are.
A listing of his children, Shem, Ham, Yafis. I mean, later on the Torah does do it, but why not do it right there? So Rashi HaKadosh has an amazing statement, and Rashi says, this I think is an incredible statement on many levels. Rashi says, Iker Toldos Sehem Shal Tzadikim Ma'asim Tovim. Do you know what the real offspring of the righteous is or are? The real offspring of the righteous are not their children. The real offspring of the righteous are their deeds. Let's say it's an incredibly profound yisod that for the tzaddik, the greatest accomplishment is not the family he builds, but it's the life he leads. It's the actions, because those actions are... Let's say, you know, it's an interesting thing. You know, not to sound morbid for just a moment, but if you think about it, so we obviously place a lot of emphasis and put a lot of stock in our relationships. But the truth is, relationships are one thing in life that you never know how they're going to last, how long you're going to have them. Chas v'shalom, you know, there's death. There's all kinds of things that happen. So even your relationships in life are never a guarantee. The only guarantee you have in life is what? What's the only thing guaranteed in life?
Death.
All right, I wasn't quite going down that road. All right, that is a true statement. On a little bit more of an upbeat note, what's the only other guaranteed thing you have in life?
Your own kairos.
Your own accomplishments. You see, whatever you accomplish in life, that's yours. That's yours. No one could ever take that from you, no matter what happens in life. So Rashi HaKadosh comes along and says something amazing. Eile Toldos Noach. The Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us such an incredible lesson. These are the offspring of Noach. What's the real offspring of Noach? What's the offspring of Noach? Noach. You know what the greatest fruit that Noach produced was? Was Noach, was himself. That was his greatest creation, not his children. Because the truth is, you know what? Your children, they may continue in your way. They may not continue in your way. They may perpetuate the Mesorah. They may not perpetuate the Mesorah. They may live. They may not. There are so many different variables in life. So the Iker, so that's what Rashi says, Iker toldos seim shel tzadikim ma'asim tovim. The real offspring that you have in life, those are your actions. And I will say, this is an incredible yisod. Because sometimes what ends up happening is, you know, we put all of our effort, or we put the lion's share of our effort into what? You know, into our parnasa and into raising our family. But then kind of when we look in the mirror, so we think like, what have I become over this time? So maybe I've become more successful. Maybe I have more money. Maybe I've accomplished more things in my career. But as a person, what have I become? So often the consolation prize in that is, well, it's true, I haven't grown, but that's because why? I've been putting all of my kohos into my family, into this. What Rashi is saying is, that doesn't cut it. In life, you have to understand that the greatest thing you produce in life is you. It's not your kids, and it's not your wife, and it's not your family, and it's not your company, and it's not your career. The greatest thing that you could produce in life is you. And after 120, you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam may ask me, you know, may ask all of us, you know, why didn't you raise the kids like this? Why didn't you? It's possible. But the greatest question we have to answer after 120 is the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to ask us, why didn't you make you into the you could have been? Why did you settle for mediocrity? Why did you settle for less? You know, you strive for excellence in every other area, with your family, with your kids, with your parnasa, but yet when it came to making you, somehow we settled for a little bit more mediocrity. And that's, again, that's, I often say, you should know. You know, people are always looking for like a good vart, a good insight. I'm telling you, you never have to look past Rashi for anything. Anything and everything you need to appreciate, to appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam, is all in Rashi. See, Rashi is saying, look at these words. Iker told those Seyem Shal. I don't know. I'm this spot. I find this interesting. I find that as I get older, so I find myself overwhelmed and like uplifted by much smaller things. I think when I was younger, it took a lot more to like, you know, say, wow, that's incredible. Now it seems to be, the simpler something is, the more it speaks to me. The more complex it is, to be honest, for whatever the reason, I don't hold cup as well with it. So here, Rashi, Iker told those same Shal Tzadikim, Na'asim Tovim. The greatest offspring, the greatest things you produce in life are not your kids. It sounds strange. It's not your kids. It's you. You are your greatest pre. You are your greatest offspring. So look what the Rebbe writes. He says, Nimtza. Well, by the way, well, I'm going to tie this back at the end to kids also, because there is an incredible parenting lesson in here as well. So he says, Nimtza, Shamitzvos u'ma'asim tovim, v'chol avodas Hashem, him kimo holada. So listen to this. Therefore, it turns out, using this logic, he says, it turns out that mitzvos and good deeds and service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are kimo holada. Kimo holada means they're just like birth. Meaning, what the Rebbe is picking up on is that Rashi compares the creation of myself through Torah and mitzvos to like a birthing process. So I have to birth myself, so to speak. It doesn't sound very pretty, but you hear the chat, meaning that I have to, what does that mean? He says, listen to this. Rashi is saying, I have to create myself. I have to birth myself. Iker told Oseim Shel Tzadikim, the Iker offspring of the righteous, is the righteous is Ma'asim Tovim. So Kudrabi says, Ukimo Shahayolades, Kodim Halida, Tzrichalis Bolt Sirin Nechev Leleida. So just like when a woman is giving birth, before the actual birth, she has to deal with incredible pain. Incredible. I always get a kick out of, you know, Bakshin, somebody has a baby, and the husband says, oh, Bakshin was an easy labor. You know, I said, look, you could say that to me. Make sure you do not say that in earshot of your wife. All right, so what happens? So just like the woman is going into labor, so what happens? Even before she gives birth, there's chevle leida, there's pain, and velitzok kamakalin shel oy vavoy. Right, and what happens? That's Latin. Right? What happens? And she's crying out, oy. Like, right? What? Why did I get myself into this? What's going on? Ubifrat mibichira. And of course, again, for a woman, what's the most painful birth? The most painful birth is her first. Right? Now, it's more painful for a variety of reasons. It's more painful anatomically, but more importantly, it's more painful because she has no frame of reference for that pain, right? Meaning a woman has a second child, a third child, a fourth child. So she knows what to expect, even though the Ribbono Shel Olam blessed a woman with forgetfulness, that she doesn't truly remember the full acute pain associated with childbirth. Otherwise, Aruch Haim HaKadosh says, if women remembered how painful childbirth really was, then what would happen? After the first time, they'd never want to have children again. So what happens? So specifically, the first time she gives birth, it's the most painful. Dahainu holoda harishona sha'az kasha biyoser kimo shekasav tsara kimafkira kimokein. Listen to this. Mamish kol davar v'davar shirotzim la'asos ba'avodas Hashem behechrach sheyihi yulo yedios gidolos lezakos lezeh. Bosa, you should know that if you want to accomplish anything in your service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be painful. and it's going to be a protracted process. You hear what the Rebbe is saying over here? The Rebbe is saying the fact that Rashi says Iker told Oseim Shal Tzadikim Ma'asim Tovim, that literally the offspring of the righteous are their good deeds. So to bring good deeds into the world, to do Ma'asim Tovim, to grow as an individual, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you kivyachal have to go into a birthing process. And just like the birthing process, before you get that beautiful baby, is filled with pain, is filled with trials and tribulations and difficulty, so to in avodas Hashem, if you want to grow as a Jew, you have to be ready to struggle. There is no growth without struggle. Ubifrat haschalas ba'avodas Hashem, hu bechinas mavkira, ki kol haschalas kashas. And just like the first birth of a woman is the hardest one, so to what? The first steps we make in our creation of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are the hardest of us all. And the Bible said, this is an incredible yisod. Why? Because here's the great problem we have. The truth is, we live in a society where our whole goal is to make everything easier. Right? That's the whole yisod of society. Right? How can I make it as easy as possible to do whatever? The notion of struggle, meaning in today's society, if you're struggling with something, it just means what? It means you're doing it wrong, right? It means that you didn't find the app to make it easier. You didn't find the device that should give you, you know, the way around it. No such thing as struggle. Everything should be easy. That's not true in Judaism. In Judaism, specifically in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is all about the struggle. There is no growth without struggle. Iker told Oseim Shal Tzadikim Ma'asim Tovim, if you want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to be holy, you have to be ready to go through the birthing process of holiness. And it's filled with struggle, and it's filled with pain, and it's filled with contractions, and it's filled with all kinds of things. But if you keep pushing, if you keep surging forward, you keep pushing through, ultimately, that toldo, that offspring, that birth will occur. Alkein, tzrichin az hischaskus gadol la'amod al amdo. Oh, listen to this, this is amazing. Ulivli lahashkiach al hanefilos v'hayeridos v'habilbulim ha'ovrim alav. So what happens? So this is, I'll tell you, this is why I find myself personally very drawn to Rabbi Nachman's Torah, because Rabbi Nachman always speaks about the fact that failure is a part of life. Failure is an inescapable reality. And by the way, you should know, when Rabbi Nachman says this, Rabbi Nachman is speaking from the perspective of a personal vantage point, because he struggled and he succeeded, but he also failed, like every other human being. So the Rebbe says that a person has to realize that ultimately, tzrichin az hischaskus gadol, you need to strengthen yourself incredibly, la'amod al amdo, to stand on your place, ulivli lahashkiach al hanefilos v'hayeridos v'halbilbulim over my love. And you can't go ahead and get too overwhelmed. You can't go ahead and get too overwhelmed with what? With the failures and the falling downs and the getting mixed up and all the different things that ultimately try to overcome us. What is the Rebbe saying over here? What the Rebbe is saying is, the Rebbe will say, what happens? You know, like lahavdil, to go ahead and use the childbirth example. To use the childbirth example. So what happens, right? So the woman is in her ninth month. So what happens? So she goes ahead and she goes into labor. She thinks it's labor. And what happens? And they're already talking with the child into the world. And then what happens? They get to the hospital. Ari, you better listen carefully to all this, right? Mm-hmm. So what happens? Right, so they get to the hospital. Oh, sorry, falsely. You know, so the truth is, if anyone ever had that experience, it's an interesting thing. Because like there's like a push out, like a little bit of a feeling of like a letdown. A little bit. You know, we were already, mamish, like this major life event. And like, all right, now I gotta go home and just kind of go back and wait. It's mamish, like a little, it's a yerida. It's an afila. But the same way that what happens, so we'll say, so does anyone ever say, you know, no matter how many false alarms there have been, does anyone ever say, you know what, forget it, let's just give up on this. You know what, forget the whole baby thing. You can't do that because remember, I've invested so much into this already. I have to keep going. Okay, if I have to keep going, I have to keep going back. And hopefully one of the times it'll be the real deal. So what the Rebbe is saying over here is understand that in this process of birthing, it's not the pshat that you suddenly get inspired, because like the inspiration equals the pregnancy, and suddenly you're inspired, you're pregnant with spirituality, and suddenly you just birth it. doesn't happen that way. It takes a while. Takes months, sometimes even takes years, and there's a couple of false alarms, and there's a couple of sometimes bumps along the way, but the goal is to keep plowing through it. This is Rabbi Nachman's whole idea of Ein Yeyush Ba'olam. There's no such thing as giving up. Mitzvah Gedol Yos Besimcha Tamid. All of these things are Rabbi Nachman's different approaches where we all face failure. What's the distinction between what's the chilik between a tzaddik and a regular person? Most people give up in the face of failure. The tzaddik keeps going. Rak lischazek ma'od, lisgabra aleihem, v'la'asos ma sheyuchal ba'avodas Hashem. You just simply have to keep plowing through it. Do whatever you can in avodas Hashem, and then what? Now listen to these words. Uberabos hayomim v'hashanim. And if you keep plugging away, if you keep birthing, so to speak, if you keep building, you keep moving, it might take days, it might take months, and the truth is, it might take years. But one thing is for sure, which is if you keep moving, ultimately you will enter into Sha'ari HaKadusha. You will enter into the gates of holiness. Ki Hashem Yisparach Moli Rachamim. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is filled with compassion, he wants our avoda ulefum tsara agra. All right, and accordance, literally, in accordance with the effort expended, is the reward. So I will say, you hear this incredible chab. It's overwhelming. It's so simple and it's so pashut, but it's so overwhelming in its kedusha. So again, just to bring this all together, and then I want to bring it back to just an important chinuch yisod as well. So what the Rebbe is saying is when Rashi says this simple pshat that we're all familiar with, of Eila Toldos Noach, these are the offspring of Noach. What's the greatest offspring of Noach? Noach. Because for the tzaddik, the greatest thing that a tzaddik can produce is not his kids, it's not his family, it's not his community, it's not his career. The greatest thing that tzaddik produces is himself. But says the Rebbe again, what Rashi's cluing us into is that the creation of the self is just like the birthing process. And just like in the birthing process, again, there's screams of oy vavoy. There's 9 months, and there's morning sickness, and there's this, and there's that, and it's not easy. And what happens? I just have to keep plugging away, and if I keep plugging away, what happens at the end of the day? There's going to be a beautiful, healthy baby, a pre. That's the way spirituality works as well. If you think, I will say, and again, this is why at the end of the day, if we're honest with ourselves, and we're honest, because this is the time to be honest. When you have challenge, you can't be dishonest. Right? So what happens? So if we're honest with ourselves, we realize that the real reason we don't grow into the people we really can be is simply because we're unwilling to put in the effort. That's it. It's not because it's beyond us. It's not because it's too difficult. It's not because we can't. Because the truth is, I always marvel at people who can't go ahead and find the time to learn or to daven, but yet they find the time to build the most magnificent career or this or that. So very talented people, very able people. It's a question of rutzel. What's your desire? And the Rebbe says the same way that woman has to have the desire ultimately to carry that baby, to birth that baby. That's what the tzaddik also. You have to have the staying power, the willingness to go ahead and move forward, the willingness to go through the oy vavoyz, the willingness to go to the pain. And if you keep at it, might take months, might take years, ultimately, you'll have that beautiful offspring of a religious personality. Because the greatest things we produce in life is not anyone else, but at the end of the day, it's ourselves. I want to say, just to tie this also to one other important yisod in the chinuch, I'm not sure with you about Shem Tov. I think there's another way to understand this Rashi as well. That what Rashi is also telling us is an incredible yisod in parenting. Now, what's the incredible yisod in parenting? Iker toldosim shel tzadikim ma'asim tovim. Which means what? Now, the way Rabbi Nachman is explaining it is that the greatest offspring, the greatest creation we make in this world is ourselves. What it also means is, Iker toldosim shel tzadikim ma'asim tovim. What's the most important thing that you give over to your children? Right, what's the most important thing that you give over to your children?
Example.
It's the behavior you model for them. Right, what's the major mistake that sometimes parents make? Right, do as I say, not as I do. And what happens? Children see the incredible hypocrisy in that. Children see, well, I don't understand, mom, dad, if it's so important to you, then why don't you do it? And that's what Rashi's saying over here also. Iker todo seim shel tzadikim. If you want to know the iker to give over to todo seim, if you want to know the iker to give over to your children, it's masen tovim. Because we all know our children learn a lot more from what they see us do than what they hear us say. And if I give my children over the ma'asin tovim, if I give over the ikr, that's the ikr I give over to my adults, to my offspring, is the ma'asin tovim, that's the way to raise beautiful children. An incredible importance. I will say, this is hard. This is very hard because understand, you know, this, we know that the great challenge of great bracha of having children is they're always with you. The great challenge of having children is they're always with you, which means that ultimately, and again, these are little things, you have to understand, and we're amongst friends, so we speak openly and honestly. If my kids see me running into the house in the 18 minutes, I'm giving them a message about Shabbos. And the message I'm giving them about Shabbos is, it's not all that important. It's important not to be mechal Shabbos. But the truth is, Shabbos doesn't deserve my attention. Again, happens to someone because they're stuck in traffic once, okay, it happens. But if a person's a repeat offender, and every single week they're running in last minute, and it's a whole bahala, what's the message I give to my kids? What's the message? So, you gotta keep Shabbos, gotta keep Shabbos. But Dad, you're coming in, it's 16 and a half minutes in. And obviously, if Shabbos is that important to you, then why aren't you getting home a little bit earlier? I know you work hard, but if you have to take me to the Orioles game or to the Ravens game, somehow you get home in time. Shabbos, I can't get home. Listen, I'm just giving just by way of example. Our kids learn from that. What we do on a Shabbos afternoon, right? What forms of recreation or entertainment we engage in. What words we use, right? What we watch, what we allow in our homes. All of these things set the tone, how we dress, how we conduct ourselves with others, who we socialize with, how we socialize. All of these things set the tone for our children. So Rashi says, we're an incredible yesod. Rashi says, you know, don't worry so much about the quote-unquote lessons or the talks you have with your kids. Those are important. But you know, even more important, Iker told those same shel tzadikim, you want to know the real Iker to give to your children? Ma'asim tovim. Show them how to act. Show them how to behave by modeling the right behaviors, and you will see that they'll be very quick to follow suit. So I'll say, so that's Rabbi Nachman. So Rabbi Nachman, again, gives us an incredible yesod in life. That the greatest thing that we create in this world is ourselves. But the same way that the birthing process is filled with pain, is filled with challenges, is filled with difficulty, so too the creation of the self is also filled with challenges and difficulty, but stay the course. Just stay the course. Yes, there's going to be screams of oy vavoy, stay the course, and you'll be successful in creating that beautiful identity. Let me share with you just one more piece, unrelated, but this is from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. I apologize, I didn't Xerox this because I found it a little bit later tonight. So listen to this. This is going to blow your mind. So he says like this, Eila Toldos Noach. Perish Rashi, so Baal Shem Tov also quotes the same Rashi. Iker Toldos Seim Shel Tzadikim Ma'asim Tovim. Same exact Rashi as we saw before. Right, that the Iker offspring of Tzadikim are their Ma'asim Tovim. Listen to this. This is an amazing observation. Venira Lefarish. I'm going to Xerox this and send this out to the shiur. Venira Lefarish. Dihine komakum she'ne'emar Eila. Posel as harishonim. So there's a general biblical concept that whenever you see the word Eila, Eila means this is correct, but that which came before it is not. Is not. Okay? So that's a general biblical concept. Eila always means this is the final word, not which came before it. So look at the Rebbe says, this is amazing. He says, Kilomar, get ready, Sha'ovir es Hashem, Sarech lifsod tamid ma'asav harishonim sha'avad ad heina. That a person, listen to these words, a person has to passel, has to invalidate or disqualify his previous actions that he's done until now. The tamid yachshov belibo ki hayom hu maschel ba'avodas Hashem. And every single day must be approached as a new chapter in the service of God. V'zeu sheperish Rashi, this is the meaning of Rashi, Iker toldosehem shel tzadikim. that what's the ikar offspring of tzaddikim? Ma'asim tovim kilomar. Ma'ashe posel ma'asav ad ata, u'mechadish verotze tamid la'avdo, zehu ikar todo sehen. Li'yos bebechinas eile kiniska la'el, shebe'im chas v'sholom lo yifsom ma'asav ad hino, v'yedame b'nafsho ki ad ata avad, I'm just going to read two more lines and I'll explain it. V'yirav be'inav ki avodoso hu daiva hoser, v'zos le'yos kein, kim b'chol yom yidame be'inav shayom mascha b'avodoso yis barshos. Listen to what I'll say. Listen to how, again, you can even look at the Rashi as quoted over in Rabbi Nachman. So the Rebbe Shem Tov HaKadosh says like this. He says, Eile means that the present is true, but that which came before it is invalidated. So he says, what does that mean? Rashi's explaining. Iker tol to same shal tzaddikim masim tovim means what? Not only do we say that the major offspring, the major creation of tzaddikim, ultimately, again, is there good deeds, but what kind of good deeds? The tzaddik lives an eile toldos noach life. What does eile mean? Eile means that I can't rely on what I accomplished yesterday, or I can't live by the standards of yesterday. Instead, what do I have to do? Every single day has to be an avoda of reaching higher. Every single day must be quantitatively and qualitatively better than the last one. That the Baal Shem Tov says, that's the meaning of Rashi. Iker toldosim shal tzadikim asim tovim. Yes, the major offspring of the righteous are good deeds. But what kind of good deeds? Eile good deeds. What does the word eile mean? Again, what does the word eile mean? Eile means that which came before is no longer valid. Only that which comes now. Which in Avodas Hashem means that just because I was doing good stuff until now, I can't rely on that good stuff. I can't rely on those activities, of those behaviors in the past, but rather I have to build on them and I have to grow.
It can also be like explaining what Rambam said about that you don't get stuck in the pain. That's how you
100%. Right, it's not just, Yossi saying good, it's not just that I don't rely on the accomplishments of the past, I don't wallow in the pain of the past either. Absolutely, absolutely. So we'll say, you hear this diuk over here? This diuk is so incredible. So the Baal Shem Tov understands that what Rashi is really being mosif over here is not just simply that the Iker Toldosim Shal Tzadikim Masim Tovim, that the major offspring, the major fruits of the Tzadik are his deeds, but what kind of deeds? It has to be Eile Toldos Noach Noach. Eile Toldos means that which I'm going to produce today is what? Is going to be better than that which I've done yesterday. So the truth is we can bring these two concepts together. Because now, number one, like what Yossi said, but also to be mosif on that, is remember, what Rabbi Nachman teaches us is, Rabbi Nachman teaches us two things. Number one, Iker Toldos, Seim Shal Tzadikim Masim Tovim, which means the major things that we create, the most major creation we have in life, is me. It's amazing you so know. The most major thing we each create in life is ourselves. Rabbi Nachman says that's our avodah in life. Our avodah in life, as you can imagine, Rabbosai, it doesn't matter if you're 30, 40, 50, whatever it is, all of us are kivyachol still in utero. Right? Meaning, because we haven't even begun to actualize our potential. What's our avodah in life? Our avodah in life is to birth ourselves. So how do you birth yourself? How do you bring yourself from the in utero existence to a davar shebalalom, to actualize your potential? So the Rebbe says, just like the woman in labor, in order for her to get that baby out, she has to push, she has to struggle, she has to yell, she has discomfort, she has all the difficulties and challenges. So that's how we birth ourselves as well, recognizing that ultimately to create ourselves is not going to be easy. It's going to be filled with struggles, filled with hurdles, filled with challenges, but yet what do? We embrace it. Well, so you know what the problem in life is? The problem in life is all too often when we encounter challenge, what do? Unfortunately, we run. We run. That's not what the Jew does. The Jew embraces challenge. I accept the fact that challenge is a part of life. I accept the fact that there'll be hurdles. I accept the fact that some of them I'll jump over and some of them I'm going to trip over. But even if I trip over, I'm going to dust myself off. I'm going to get back up. I'm going to keep running. I'm going to keep jumping. Says the Rebbe, that's ultimately how you birth yourself. That's how you do Iker Todo, Seim Shal Tzadikim Ma'asim Tovim. But if you could be mostly the Baal Shem Tov, but how do I make sure that I keep moving every single day? Says the Baal Shem Tov, by making sure that every day is just a little bit holier than the one before. So can you imagine if we lived life like this? each and every day. So I have to make sure today was a great day. You know what? Tomorrow has to be just a little bit better. However you make it a little bit better, I give a little more tzedakah, I dive with a little more kavanah, I learn an extra mishnah, I spend 5 more minutes with my kids. But however you make it better, but if every single day becomes a little bit better, then you know what that does? That gives me the chizuk that Rabbi Nachman tells me I need. That gives me the chizuk to keep moving. That gives me the chizuk to keep going. It gives me the chizuk to keep birthing. And if we do this, we'll be zocha to create the greatest creation in this whole world, the creation of the self. All right, we'll stop over here for tonight.
Would the Rav say then that by improving oneself, you are creating the children?
1,000%.
No. So that's the whole life.
Right.
So the offspring...
It's a ripple effect.
You are doing the offspring.
100%. But you see, I think what the Rebbe or Rabbi Nachman is trying to highlight is people often think that they create their kids before they create themselves. And to a certain degree, it's a little bit of exercise in futility, because what my children learn most from is the person I am. So the Rebbe says it's the best thing you could do. Of course, we all want to raise good children. The best way to raise good children is raise yourself. If you raise yourself, then de facto, you will be the kind of parent that inspires your kids.
So you have the maturity then of a tree, have the offspring.
100%. 100%. You know, like Kiviyach, like to use the tree example, it's like the sapling can't bear fruit.
Right?
But it's beautiful as well. It can't bear fruit. It has to mature. It has to grow. It has to be strong. So same thing with us. And it's true. Meaning, if you understand that parenting, and we all know this, we know it from our own upbringings, and we know it with our own children, that the most profound things we give over to our children are very rarely given over at a discussion at the table with me talking to my kid and my kid listening. The most profound life lessons are usually given over when my child observes something that I did. And it just says Rabbi Nachman, so if I birth myself, Iker told those same Shal Tzadikim Masim Tovim, by definition, I'll birth them as well. Incredible, incredible Yisod. Shkoya. I apologize for being a little bit late tonight.
Myra will be held here now.
What are you saying? Sorry about the challenge. I have to take all this.